Track 18.
Good morning, sir. Welcome to Mad for Marketing. I'm Susan Winter. Can I help you?
Good morning. My name is Luke Ding. I'm from Oasis Electronics. I've got an appointment with your creative director, Mr. Wilson.
That's right, Mr. Ding. If you would just follow me, please. Mr. Wilson is expecting you.
Come in, please.
Mr. Wilson, this is Mr. Ding from Oasis Electronics.
Thank you, Susan. Mr. Ding, pleased to meet you.
My pleasure, Mr. Wilson. Oh, and please call me Luke.
That's fine, Luke. I'm Mike, and this is Catherine Shaw, our account manager.
Hello there.
Nice to meet you, Catherine.
Can I get you something to drink, Luke? Tea, coffee, water?
No thanks, I'm fine.
Shall we sit over here then and get started? So, what can we do for you, Luke?
Well, as I said on the phone, my company, Oasis Electronics, is a relatively new company from China and we specialise in electronic goods. As you probably know, we have only been operating on the British market for a year now. And that's why I'm here today. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer at Oasis Electronics here in the UK. Our head office in Shanghai has informed me that they would like to launch their first smartphone onto the UK market. It is going to get the name First Phone. Nothing special about that, you say. But they have produced a smartphone especially for the 5 to 10-year-old age group. The design of the phone is rather simple, blue for boys and pink for girls. But the technology inside is interesting. It has been configured in such a way that 5 to 10-year-olds can use it easily to make phone calls and to surf the web. But, and that's a big but, with restricted use, which the parents can easily control.
So, what would you like us to do, Luke?
Well, we at Oasis Electronics obviously are interested in making the smartphone a big hit in the UK. So, we thought we would hire a company such as yours to develop a really professional marketing strategy for us.
I'm sure Mad for Marketing will do a good job for you. As you know, we're one of the leading advertising agencies in the UK. We've just done a series of successful promotions for several large companies which I can show...
Yes, I know. As you can guess, I've done my homework.
OK. If you decide to hire us, you will be dealing mainly with Catherine here. She is our account manager.
Yes. I'm responsible for the communication between our creative team and our customers so that you get the marketing strategy that really fits. Well, to get to the point as I see it, your main target group for our first phone are children from about 5 to 10 years old. But we shouldn't forget the parents or grandparents, because they are the ones who actually buy the phones in the end.
Okay, so you would say that we have two target groups then?
That's right. Now, the question is, how do we reach them in our marketing strategy?
Well, in my opinion, I could imagine having hands-on demonstrations in various electronic outlets and in some of the bigger shopping malls around the country. In that way, we could place the product more effectively. Both the children and their parents can experience the unique advantages of our product and have the chance to buy the first phone on the spot.
In that way, we awaken the desire in both the kids and their parents to buy such a smartphone, even if they have different reasons. The kids want to have it because it's cool. And the parents see it as a way of giving their kids the possibility of using the internet safely and at the same time, keeping their access under control.
That sounds fine. And we would like to sell First Phone for under £100. This is our first smartphone on the UK market, and we would like to use it as a test run to see if we could introduce more expensive upmarket phones in the future. And if we keep the price down with a relatively good introductory offer, parents will be more likely to buy these phones for their kids.
Before we start, we will have to have a little more information about the product. Then we can start thinking about which aspects of it we can highlight.
Of course, Catherine. We've got some technical details here in this brochure, and I'll send you some more information by email this afternoon, if that's all right with you.
That's fine, Luke. If there's anything else we need, we'll get in touch.
No problem. As you can imagine, we would like to have a detailed plan telling us your ideas for the campaign. A creative brief, I think you call it. And let us also know about the estimated costs of the campaign.
Luke, we will discuss the project with our team and then Catherine will give a quotation within the next 2 weeks. How do you feel about that?
That's fine by me. There's just one more thing I wanted to talk about, and that is...